culture. And right now I am talking about overreacting, a period drama, which is not your typical cabaret. It's all about the struggles of the female body. The show aims to destigmatize the menstrual cycle and some of the problems that come with it through skits, songs, props, and some very, very bloody performance art. So I'm joined on the line right now by the performance artist behind the show. This is Jamie, who is the front woman. Good morning, Jamie Boyskin.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you? Thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So can we start with the inspiration behind the show? What kind of inspired you to create this cabaret and tell this story?
So it's largely inspired by my own journey with endometriosis and periods. I got diagnosed with endometriosis in November of 2016, had a surgery, and then had a 35-day period afterwards. And if you want to know how hard it is to talk about periods, try doing it when you have a 35-day period. It's pretty much impossible. So I wrote the show based off the fact that I felt like I couldn't talk about it and I wanted everyone to feel comfortable about it. And I also found that a lot of people I know didn't really know what endometriosis was, especially women. And that's really concerning when it's an illness that affects 1 in 10 women. So I put the two together and it was largely inspired by my own uterus, who I have in the show. She's a character full on performing uterus. So that was the inspiration for the show.
So as you mentioned, a lot of people don't actually know what endometriosis is. Can you maybe give the listeners who are in that bracket of people an idea of what that entails?
Of course. So it's a reproductive condition, and basically it means that the lining, similar to that of the uterus, grows outside of the uterus. And what it does is that there's blood that can't leave the body, so it gets trapped and it can become scar tissue. And in some really extreme cases, it can actually join body parts together, so it can like become, I describe it like blue tack and chewing gum, and it sticks sometimes the bladder and bowels and uterus together. So it's a very painful condition that affects 1 in 10 women, as I mentioned, and it can give you lots of heavy, painful periods and a high chance of infertility in some cases, and lots of pain and discomfort.
1 in 10 women is a huge, huge amount. Mm-hmm. So it's great mm-hmm. that you're telling this story. As you mentioned, it's very much related to your personal experience. Has performing your struggle kind of changed your relationship to your difficulties with endometriosis?
Yeah, I definitely feel like it's made it feel less isolated. I feel less alone in having the journey of going through it. Because the best part about doing the show is afterwards, when I get to speak to women and other people in the audience who tell me their own experiences, I get to hear about everyone's periods and uterus problems, which is like so great. So it's made me feel much more comfortable with it, more empowered with my body. And I think the best part is being able to discuss it openly with people who've been on the journey with me through the show.
And so now onto the show. It sounds like an absolute explosion of fun.
Yeah.
You've got, so can you just describe a few of the elements? There's a lot going on. Can you start with the band and who's kind of behind the songs? Because they've got a funny name.
Of course. So I am joined on stage by Thomas Bradford, who is my music director, but he's also my menstrual activist protege. So we go through the show together. He's trying to become a full-fledged menstrual activist, so he's trying to collect his badges throughout the show. We've then got my uterus, who has been outsourced. She is named after the diva drag queen Laganja Stranger from season 6 of RuPaul's Drag Race because she feels very attacked. So she's in there causing trouble for me. And then we have a tampon that basically is a superhero that comes to the rescue and helps kind of help calm down the uterus, but is also kind of in love with the uterus. And they get to sing songs where they're in love with each other while feeding each other strawberry jam and showing you what, you know, period clumps look like. So there's a lot happening.
Wow, I love the personification of all these different, you know, everyday features of periods. So cabarets are obviously known for their flamboyant costuming, which is, I'm really interested to know how that kind of manifests in overreacting.
Of course. The people who play my uterus and my tampon are genius. They have made their own costumes. So the uterus costume is like a massive kind of jumper that has a uterus on it. The arms are the fallopian tubes. The hands are gloves that have pom-poms on it that are polycysts, which I have polycystic ovarian syndrome, which we talk about a bit. So each of the little pom-poms represents a cyst. And then you've got the endo lining is represented by feathers. And as the show kind of goes on, the bottom fray of it becomes a little bit more bloodier. And the uterus costume has a vagina as well intact. With the tampon costume, it's white, it's round shaped at the top like a tampon, and it's got a string coming out at the bottom, and it's I can't even do it justice at how hilarious it looks and how amazing it looks, because I even laughed at it the first time I saw it.
And so this is not the first time you've performed this show. I think it was performed in Melbourne. How was it? How did people respond to it then?
So we've done it two times before. We've performed it at the Melbourne Cabaret Festival and the Melbourne International Comedy Festival 2 months ago. And it's a really, really great experience. The audiences are really open to it. They really take it on board. And I have, as I mentioned before, lots of people come up to me and the rest of the cast and talk to us about their periods, their mother's periods, their friend's periods, their issues with uteruses. And they're really on board. It's really fun to go on the journey with people and having people still want to discuss it afterwards and still feel engaged with the show. It's a really special experience to be able to put on a show and have it so well received and so open to starting that conversation, which is exactly the point of the show.
Yeah, and this show is also pretty well timed considering the government's recent pledge to increase endometriosis awareness, education and research. So how do we keep spreading the awareness and continue to destigmatize the issue?
I think the best way is to keep talking about it. I really strongly advise that men and women, we all talk to people who have periods, and as well, periods are not just something that affects women. They affect, you know, transgender boys and men and non-gender binary people. Keep having that conversation, keep talking about it, and making sure that whoever you're talking to about it doesn't feel uncomfortable about it. We can all learn about it, and it is something that affects so many of us. It's not just isolated to the person who's having the period. It affects everyone. So it's definitely something I think we should keep talking about and keep sharing with each other. Otherwise, we live in silence and isolated experiences, and that's detrimental.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, Jamie.
Thank you so much.